Welcome to Get Into the Scoop, the podcast where I bring you the juiciest and most talked about urban celebrity news and gossip. I'm your host, Pre Blaze, and I'm here to keep you in the know. So what's the scoop of the week? There's been a lot of buzz around the Grammys, so let's get into it. I attended a couple of Grammy parties, pre-Grammy parties. The first one was hosted by Teyana Taylor. It was at the Globe Theater, and it was a pre-Grammy party celebrating the nominees. We had performances by LED, Keith Harris Experience, and Josh M. It was definitely a vibe. The next event I attended was hosted by Coily Rae. It was a women in music event hosted by the Boys and Girls Club, and it was definitely a vibe. Red Carpet Teens, I was out there on behalf of Trap LA and Get Into the Scoop, where I was doing media coverage, covering the red carpet, getting interviews, drops, you know, things like that. The next event I attended was Jayla Mina's fashion show. It was so lit. It was a Normal Culture launch. We had performances by Krishan Rock, appearances by the Claremont Twins, NLE Choppa, DJ Sky High, and so many more. It was such a vibe. Those pieces from the collection is bomb. Super fire. Go check them out. The last event I hit leading up to the Grammys was the All Hip Hop Awards event. It was such a vibe. Shout out to Echo. I was on a red carpet, getting drops, doing interviews, you know, coming out here, doing what I do, having a good time, and getting that work done. And that all led up to the Grammys. The Grammys was an amazing night. Shout out to the winners. We have Beyonce. She won 3 Grammys. Kendrick Lamar with 3 Grammys. Harry Styles took home his 2nd Grammy. Lizzo got a Grammy for About Damn Time. Shout out to Money Long winning her Grammy. It was definitely a vibe. So much was happening at the Grammy Awards as well. We heard a lot of rumors that Offset and Quavo had a fight backstage. Apparently the fight was over the tribute performance to Takeoff. Supposedly Quavo didn't want Offset to perform, but Offset slammed those rumors down. He said, "What the fuck I look like fighting my brother? Y'all niggas crazy." So that let us know all we need to know, that it was no fight. And it may have been just a disagreement. And that's personal, and that's between them. It's also been rumors and back and forth between Offset and Jay Prince. Jay Prince have been doing interviews in regards to Offset and Takeoff. It's been said that Jay Prince is calling Takeoff's crew snitches, et cetera, et cetera. So Offset, he responds, and he basically saying he don't even know Jay Prince, and Jay Prince and his people is the ones that's doing interviews, and they're the ones that's online on the internet doing a lot of talking instead of just calling him up. And I actually recommend that, having phone conversations, actually talking to the person instead of putting everything on the internet. But that's that. And when it comes to Offset, it's been a little negative, but it's also some great things coming up with him as well. Him and Cardi B has a McDonald's Valentine's Day meal coming out. So that's going to be nice. Quarter pounder with cheese, fries, and a drink. So that's awesome. So let's give it up for the Grammys and all the parties that I attended, all the people that I met. It was such a vibe. Shout out to the Grammy 65th Annual Award Show. Yeah. In other news, let's talk about LeBron James and how he passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the NBA all-time scoring title. That's lit. That's so great. LeBron James is definitely a legend, living legend, and that's amazing. Great accomplishment for him. Did you get a PPP loan? I didn't. I wish I did, but Baby Blue was recently released from federal prison. As we all know, he took some time because he got caught up in a PPP scam. So welcome home to him. I should have did it if I was only going to get a year. But yeah, welcome home to Baby Blue. Okay, we have Officer Demetrius. Oh, the case about Tyree. Tyree Nichols, the officer in that case, he sent photos of Tyree to 6 people. Apparently he claimed that he didn't send any photos, but yeah, it's evidence, it's proof that he sent those photos of the crime scene. And this story, we're going to keep following this story as it continues to develop and more info comes out. Definitely going to stay posted and keep you guys updated on that one. So, Orlando Brown reportedly joining the cast of Zeus Network Bad Boys Club. Oh my God. Are you guys here for that or not? I am here for that. Orlando Brown is entertaining as fuck, okay? And he is a bad boy. He's a definition of a bad boy. Every time you turn around, it's a new mugshot of him online. What's better than that? What's better than a nigga that's always going to jail? So I think he's going to be great to the cast. He definitely know how to get the people talking. I think he's good for ratings. And yeah, I think it's going to be a good season for Bad Boys Club. Shout out to Zeus Network bringing him on board. I think that was a great move right there. And then it keeps him active and it keeps him doing what he loves to do. Obviously, he loves to be in film. He loves to be a part of TV, reality, whatever. So that's awesome. Keep him busy and keep him, well, shit, he probably catch another case being on that show. But that's awesome. Shout out to him. Popular LA dancer Russia was shot and killed. Whoa. She was shot and killed she was killed near her home on Friday night. Her friends, I can't read that part. Oh, okay. Let's start this one over. Popular LA dancer Russia was shot and killed near her home Friday night. Her friends are trying to contact her family in Russia. So if anybody knows her family, please let them know that she has been shot and killed. So yeah, those are the latest and juiciest news I have of this week.
So you had fun on the red carpet. So you were out on the red carpet.
Yeah.
This past Grammy weekend.
I was. It was lit.
Oh, wait, let me introduce myself. It's DJ Crash.
Hi, Crash.
Came to be a guest. Getting to school.
Thank you for being here.
All right. So yeah, tell us more about the the red carpets. Who did you see on the red carpet?
Oh my God. Well, okay. So I'll be honest. I went to the Teyana Taylor event and I missed Teyana Taylor on the carpet. I don't know how and where, but I wanted to see her so bad, but I missed it. Marcus. Yeah, my bad. I ain't gonna say that. I didn't miss her on the red carpet. Let's start over. Go again.
Ain't no do-overs.
I'm sorry.
So you weren't doing your job.
No, I did my job, but see, my boss, he required me of many different tasks. So it was a moment where people started to disperse, especially on the media team. Morgan, stop. Well, everybody on the media team were dispersing, so I just assumed that the red carpet was closed. So I started to do other tasks that my boss told me to do, like get the bar, get the venue. So I went off to do that. And apparently in the midst of me doing that, she must have hit the red carpet because I didn't see her.
Sound like an excuse to me.
Sorry, boss.
Who said I was the boss?
You're my boss. You hired me.
Okay. For sure, for sure. So tell us about the other events. So I saw you hanging out. You were hanging out with Coyle Ray.
I'm about to catch another flight. I'm about to make another flight. Yes.
So what was you doing with her?
I was just doing my job, actually. I was required to be there on the red carpet to get some drops for my team. And when I seen her, I went to go get some drops for Get Into the Scoop in Trap LA. That's what I did.
Yeah, how did that go?
Apparently, no, when
so
I told
how
her.
Hold on, but like, so you ran into her on the red carpet?
No, I ran into her after the red carpet. I ran into her after the red carpet because I arrived to these events late because I showed up to these events after my day job.
Okay. So, you didn't run into her on the red carpet. You ran into her. So, you were, like, stalking her?
No. This is exactly what happened when I went in.
So, you're being, like, paparazzi?
No, kind of, yeah. Okay, so when we went in, when I went to go do my job and I went to the red carpet, as soon as I started to film, Mind you, I had to go back to the car because the camera that my boss gave me, the batteries were cheap. So I had to go back to my car to get new batteries. I go back in. I'm on the red carpet. I'm doing what my boss tell me to do. And I hear her on the stage. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Was it because the batteries were cheap? Which I don't think they were.
No, actually, my boss have expensive equipment.
Or you didn't know how to use the equipment properly.
No, the batteries died. So I had to go replace them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great, great, great excuses. So this is getting to the excuse.
Yeah, it is. So look, okay. So yes, it was delays on my way there, which I'm no longer going to have any more issues moving forward, but it was a delay there. And then I was like, fuck that. I'm going to get some footage for my fucking team. So I hear her on a stage, and then I go over there. I started recording her like on stage, and then she, soon as she gets off the stage, she's leaving. So I just follow her entourage, like all the ways that they went out.
So
I did stalk them.
It's called stalking.
Yeah, because I had a mission. I needed to get some footage for my team, and I was still not satisfied because she didn't say exactly what I wanted her to say, but it was still cool to get something, I felt like.
So did you watch the Grammys?
Yes.
So who are you expecting to win?
The person that I want to win won.
In the best rap album.
Oh, category. Kendrick?
That's, you wanted him to win?
Definitely. I'm a huge Kendrick fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love Kendrick. I love anything L.A., actually.
Okay. So now Beyonce, she's racked up. Now she has the most Grammy wins ever, right?
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's well-deserved, especially the amount of time that she's had in this game. I think it's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think she worked hard for this. She actually sounds good. She performed good. So, you know.
Yeah, I heard Chris Brown, he was tripping because he didn't win a Grammy. So he was talking reckless about the person who did win a Grammy.
Yeah.
For, R&B album of the year. Who is the guy who won?
I have no idea, but what I do know, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but once you sell a certain amount of units for your track, then it qualifies, or you can submit it for a Grammy. So it's like, whether you know him or not, he obviously put in the work to even qualify.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely he did. I mean, if you win a Grammy, you know.
So I feel like, this is what I feel like. I feel like all the people that already came up, do Chris Brown have a Grammy?
I think he has one.
I feel like, they have to make room for newcomers and be more accepting. It's like they expect to win every single year. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, you might have put out some good work, but it's other artists that's actually working hard too, whether you know them or not. So I just feel like the higher ups need to be more welcoming and, you know, accept the new generation. Like, it's a new era, it's a new wave right now. So I feel like every time.
Well, I mean, the guy who won the Grammy is obviously older than Chris Brown.
Who the fuck is he for real, though?
I mean, he's a pianist. He's a pianist, and he has a group. So you know, they have an R&B album. R&B stands for rhythm and blues. So.
Oh yeah.
You know, and then you know the Grammys, they're voted up on by a group of people. You know, it's not just like one person just votes and say, "Hey, you win." It's a group. It's a panel thing, I believe. But anyway, past that, a lot of people are talking about how they pulled off a big satanic ritual at the Grammys with the one artist,
Sam Smith.
Yeah, Sam Smith. You know, he had the devil costume on and whatnot, and then Jay-Z and Khaled. They performed What God Did, mm-hmm. and they're at the big table, and they were saying they're mocking the Last Supper.
Wow. I wanted to do that for a video. Do that mean I'm doing a ritual too?
I mean, you know what? I think, like, a lot of people don't understand is that the Grammys, it's entertainment. So, you know, when they're putting on a show, they want to have shock value. Just like an artist might say a slick line. You know, the Grammys and all these shows, they do things for shock value. Because think about it, we're talking about it now. People are about to be, you know, the Grammys, their view, you know, their numbers have been in a slump the past few years.
Really?
Yeah. So now think about it. Like, you got people that are talking about the Grammys like days after it's over.
Right.
It's going to be people talking about it for like weeks and maybe months because of the things that happen at the Grammys.
But why do you think they have to do? Do you really think it's a coincidence? Because why do they have to do like devilish things?
I don't think it's a coincidence. They're doing it on purpose. Devilish
things for shock value.
Because they know that people want to talk about it.
True.
They know people gonna be like, oh, they see this the Illuminati and
yeah,
they did a ritual and. They're going to go back and they're going to watch it. They're going to go watch it 100 times. Like,
just to catch it.
Look, you see the sign he threw up? You see when he walked in? He took 2 steps with his left foot and then the right one crossed over. And then, hold on, let me go back and play it in slow motion. And then, you know.
And reverse it.
Yeah, and then, you know, you're going to have some bloggers and YouTubers and podcasters. They're going to be talking about it. And then people are going to run back and go look at it 100 more times. And that's just running their numbers up.
True.
So I know that, like, when I get online, if I want somebody to share my post and stay talking about my post, stay engaged, I'm going to say something controversial. I'm going to say something I could just easily go in there and just say things that I know my audience is going to like. But sometimes I go in there and I say things that I know they won't like. I go right against the grain. Sometimes I go in there and I might make a meme and I'll misspell something on purpose because I know I'm about to have 1,000 people who are literature experts. Hey, you know you spelled that wrong.
True.
Hey, you know you spelled that. They're going to share it. They're going to be like, hey, see, he's stupid. He don't even know how to spell. Look.
Like, yeah. I almost felt you, but you spelled this wrong.
Yeah. Wow. So, you know, that's part of the entertainment industry is picking things that you know people are going to feed on. Yeah. You know, so, realistically, even if it was doing a ritual, what you going to do about it?
Tell everybody that it was a ritual.
I mean, they did it. It's over with. You know what I'm saying? You better pray. Yeah. But anyway, moving on. Like earlier you said, LeBron James, he just surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time high-scoring record in the NBA, which I think is a great accomplishment. Now, do you think LeBron James is the GOAT?
Yes.
You think he's better than Michael Jordan? Do you think
in our era? What? It's a different era now. Yes, he's the GOAT of this era. Kobe's gone.
I mean, it could only be one GOAT, though.
Oh.
It could only be one GOAT. So you think he's better than Kobe Bryant?
Whew. Yeah.
Why?
Because... I mean, he just passed up Kareem. Did Kareem have more points than Jordan? Kobe?
Yeah.
Exactly. So there it goes right there. He passed up everybody. He's that nigga. He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm not really a huge basketball fan. Like, is it just about how many scores you get that makes you the GOAT? Is it the tricks you do? Is it, like, what the fuck?
I mean, it's a combination of things. You know, everybody. So that's another thing. And I was just throwing that out there just to show you, like, that's another thing that gets people talking, you know, when you claim like, hey, this person is the greatest that do it. So that's a talking point. So now everybody, you're going to have people listening to this show like, no, LeBron is not the GOAT. Michael Jordan LeBron is the GOAT. Kobe's the GOAT. And other people going to be like, Kyrie Irving's the GOAT.
Exactly.
So, you know,
you think it's just their opinions? It's just their favorites.
I mean, everybody has opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one, you know. Everybody has their opinion. And then, you know, everybody wants to have a voice.
True.
So when you out here in the entertainment industry, you know, a lot of times people do things because they want to get a reaction from the crowd. And they know that reaction from the crowd is going to keep their name in the audience's mouth. So they do things like that. So you might have somebody on ESPN and they say, hey, he's the GOAT. And then so somebody watching that is going to be like, hey, man, turn to ESPN. They talking about he the GOAT. But, you know, whoop the GOAT. So now they got another viewer.
Right.
You know? So it's just, it's a manipulation tactic. If you look at it, different things that are said about people, different titles that are put on people by people in the media, in the industry, it's a manipulation tactic to get people talking.
It gets the people going.
And I mean, this is the entertainment industry. People want to be entertained. They want to, you know, talk about stuff. You know, so that's what it is, you know. But why didn't you get a PPP loan?
I didn't get a PPP loan because I was scared of shit. I was like.
But you have a business though, right?
I do, but I just felt like, ain't no fucking way they finna give me all these bands and my business didn't even make that much. I didn't want to tweak the numbers.
Well, why would you do that? That's against the law.
Exactly. And everybody was going against the law. So
I don't think everybody was going against the law.
Everybody wasn't going against the law, but I feel like the person that was going to do mine was going to put mine against the law.
You could have done it yourself. It wasn't that complicated.
So you did it?
The PPE, yeah.
How much did you get back?
How much did I get back?
Yes.
How much did they give me?
Yes.
I mean, it's public record. You could go look it up. I'm not going to say.
I looked it up already. Anyways, I didn't do the PPP because I was scared. And, yeah, I just thought it was something else. Like,
If you're going to get over, if you're going to, like, scam and stuff like that, then you probably don't want to do that with the government.
Yeah, I just thought it was some scam.
You know,
shit.
But
I didn't want to do it.
The government does have programs besides the PPP in place for small businesses.
The SBA.
To get loans. Yeah, and the PPP was provided through the SBA, the Small Business Administration, to help small businesses. So even if your business made $10,000, they would have gave you money so you could continue to operate your business.
Is it too late?
It's most definitely too late to get a PPP, but you could definitely apply for a small business loan.
Yeah, I'm going to do that because I have businesses.
But that's a, that's a different type of podcast. We don't get into school. We talking celebrity news and stuff, but you know.
I wish I did it.
If you're a business, if you're a small business, you really don't want to take loans if your business isn't making money.
Right.
But there are things like grants or whatnot out there that you could get that's money that you don't have to pay back. So definitely check that out. Hey, but shout out to Baby Blue. You know, he took that on the chin, didn't tell on nobody. You know.
He didn't snitch on the person that filed it, huh?
Yeah, he did.
Real nigga.
Hey, but I saw something where Bam and Kevo trying to get back. He gave a gun at $250,000. And he's trying to get it back. I'm like, you already paid him and y'all did the song and y'all shot the video. Like, how are you going to get the money?
I don't think he's going to get the money because Kevo is just trying to change his view and opinion based off of some whole other shit. Him snitching or whatever. It's like...
Well, nobody knows what if Gunna told.
Well, you know...
That's just an assumption. So.
The allegations.
Yeah.
So you're mad at him because these are the allegations, so you don't want to be attached to him, but he already did his end of the deal. I could see if he went to jail and then he refused to, like, give you what you asked for or he didn't do anything, but he did what he did. Y'all shot the video. I don't see him winning. Thank you.
No, I think he's doing that for attention, to draw attention to himself, you know?
You think so?
For sure, because there's no way that you could get the money back. I mean, once you do
that...
You
sound dumb.
Once you do a deal, I mean, you know, you pay the money. The person does the service. They did the video. I don't think it was a clause in any type of contract that they did that said that, you know, if somebody goes to jail and they get a certain type of reputation, you know. So I think he's doing that to it's free publicity. Like, if you think about it, now everybody
Cause
like.
Nobody knew y'all had a song together.
I mean, some people did because he was promoting it when they, you know, did it, you know. But now I think, I mean, it's a perfect promo play.
True.
You know, now everybody like, oh, what's this song? What's the song? Where the song at? You know, I think eventually he's going to drop it.
When the allegations clear up?
Nah, he's just going to drop it. He's going to be like, it's like a storyline. Like, remember, this is entertainment. So true. I'm pretty sure he has a storyline. Like, look, I'm going to come. I'm going to say this. I'm going to get a whole bunch of attention. Then I'm going to drop the track. And I'm going to say I'm dropping the track because, you know.
They won't give me my money back.
Ain't no, you know, because this going on. I don't want attention from the feds. Yada, yada, yada. You know, hey, I don't know. I'm just, hey. It's getting to the scoop. That's just a scoop of information that I saw that I'm just talking about, you know. But you know what I think is really janky, though, something you talked about earlier. Is one of the officers that were indicted in the murder of Tyree Nichols. Rest in peace, Tyree Nichols. I think that's something terrible that those brothers, quote unquote, did to you. But they saying that one of the officers, Demetrius Haley, let's say his name, he sent photos of Tyree, you know, beat and battered to several other people. And they're saying that Demetrius X worked at the same place where Tyree worked, and they had some type of relationship. So ooh, this was more than just, you know, police officers is beating on a innocent civilian. This was more like a fit of jealousy, you know?
You know, they kind of had that same narrative with George Floyd, though?
Yeah.
So do you think these are just stories that people are coming up with, or this shit is real?
I mean, it's real. I mean, you got to think about it. It's like people, like, jealous. You see it every day, domestic violence cases every day where, you know, men are killing women or women are killing men over jealousy.
True.
So who's, I mean, just because they're in law enforcement don't mean that they're not subject to be jealous. I know. Subject to do something. I mean, they got a badge, so they feel like, oh, I can get away with this.
Exactly.
But now it's cameras everywhere. So think about it. If it wasn't no cameras with George Floyd, if somebody wasn't standing there recording that, we would have never knew. It wouldn't have been big like it is now.
Right.
Think about all the times of the people who got beaten, killed by police, and it wasn't caught on tape, so nobody knew.
Right. So, literally. Yeah. But all the police officers have their body cams. So do we really need innocent bystanders?
They're not turned on all the time, though.
Whoa. They're not, like, subject to any penalties for having their cameras off?
I mean, they might get penalized. They're not going to get fired for having their camera off.
That's crazy. That should raise suspicion. Like, why was your camera off?
I mean, it should, but hey.
But, you know, that's a law enforcement for you.
So tell us more about getting to the scoop. Like, what can we expect?
You can expect a lot of entertainment news here, juicy gossip.
Like, what type
stories.
Of entertainment news? Like,
when it comes
to local news,
we got local entertainers. We're talking about independent artists. We got celebrities here. We're talking about models. We're talking about all the hottest.
So you gonna have guests? Are you gonna have guests popping up?
Yes, I'm gonna have artists stopping by. I'm gonna have rap artists, tattoo artists, different artists that I like, different artists that I want to talk about. If they have something entertaining going on, if they're buzzing, we're going to get them to stop by and talk about their latest projects. Just, you know, much love on the couch here with me. Getting into the scoop, scooping all in their business.
So you're going to let them get into your scoop on the couch?
Yes.
You're going to let the male artists get into your scoop on the couch?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like that. And I'm going to bring some ice cream, too.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For my special segment called Scoop or Dump.
Scoop or Dump. Mm-hmm. Scoop or Dump. Okay. That sounds interesting. Interested in seeing that and what, you know, what you could build with this platform right here. But you are, aren't you an artist, too?
Yeah.
So is this like, is having a podcast, the entertainment news site, is that a conflict of interest?
It can be, because I have to do a lot of studying and researching, and, you know.
No, I mean conflict of interest because, like, you could promote you being an artist and put yourself out there like that through your platform and be, like, unfair.
And you said it's unfair?
I mean, some people might look at it as unfair. Like, you know, like, so I saw a list. I saw a list on your page.
You're messy.
And you did a list of all the the female rappers.
Yeah.
And you were at the top of the list.
Do you know why I was at the top of the list?
Why were you at the top of the list?
Because the list was going based upon the Instagram account following.
Okay, so you
and had, mine's was the lowest.
So you had the lowest.
Yes, it went from lowest to highest. It's okay, so, that's why. Did okay. you understand the concept?
So if it went from lowest to highest.
Most slept on.
The most slept on?
Yeah.
And so you put yourself at the top.
I didn't put myself at the top. I'm just kidding. Look, I was at the top of the list because, well, obviously, it's obvious. I had a poll. I asked many different people.
Who
people? Over 30 people. Just because I didn't ask you, don't mean
that. Who did you poll?
Just a lot of different artists, A&Rs, and, you know.
Real artists in the music industry?
Yeah.
Like artists that have sold records?
Yeah, like Joe Moses.
Like A&Rs? That work at real record labels?
Yeah, I guess if I would have asked you, it would have seemed more.
So Joe Moses was the only artist?
No, of course not. Am I supposed to name drop?
I mean, who? Like, who? Like,
let
who
me
did
stop
you
lying on Joe Moses. I didn't even ask Joe.
So who did you ask? Like,
I asked a lot of different people.
Like, who?
You am I supposed to go through my phone? I feel like, no, I don't want to mention their names because what if they want to be left confidential?
So it's that least amount of people that you could go through it and you can name them.
What? It was 30 people.
30 people? So you only polled 30 people?
Yeah.
Out of Los Angeles.
Out of Los Angeles.
And all the millions of people in Los Angeles, you only polled 30 people.
Yeah.
And then you put your name at the top of the list.
My name was at the top of the list because I had the least followers.
So that's not a conflict of interest.
Nah, because at the end of the day.
So that's just like
I feel like it was kind of biased too because, like, I mean, I was the one that was asking people. No so, shit. Of course, they're going to say my name.
No shit. So that's.
Are you hating?
That's a conflict of interest. I'm not asking a question. I'm not hating.
I'm asking you, are you hating?
No, I'm not hating. This is getting to the scoop. So we're getting into the scoop.
And I'm trying to let you know that.
So are you using. Are you using getting to the scoop as a platform to help promote your music?
I mean.
And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
Let it be known. But I don't think that that's the main point. The point is to get into the scoop of what's going on. And if I just so happen to be. Something you scooping up, then I'm going to share some information about me.
All right, so you're an artist.
Yeah.
So what made you want to go and start this platform?
This platform is made for me to be exposing other people to the world and also exposing them to me. It gives me an opportunity to meet new people, talk about them, what they're doing. It's actually very entertaining. I'm a writer, as you know. I write a lot of articles for magazines and stuff like that.
Like what magazines? Like XXL?
I will slap the shit out of you, like your face expression.
No, you said magazine, so I'm thinking, I mean, when somebody say magazine, I'm like Vibe, XXL.
You are just so
Ebony
funny.
Magazine.
And it's funny because you know that I'm on Source. The underground, so you're trying to be funny. Don't do that. You know that I'm an underdog.
You're an underdog?
Yes, for now. But anyways, I've done Big Work Magazine. I did Underground Magazine, and I have two more in the works. And I'm thinking about starting my own rec magazine called Trap LA. Uncut. I'm just kidding. Go.
Yeah. See.
But I think that it's a good thing to have. Like, why can't you be an artist and have a podcast? It keeps me informed. It's a lot of things that I'm exposed to, like a lot of the new female artists because I'm doing research. I'm actually like.
So what are some of the female artists that are on your list?
Don't play
like,
with it.
Like, who you feeling?
On my list?
Yeah.
Do we have to talk about my list?
Yeah. Who you feeling on your list?
Let me look at my list.
It was a couple artists that I don't know that weren't on your list.
That wasn't on my list?
I don't want to say their names. Let me put this.
You're messy as fuck. That's why.
Does that call me PYT on your list?
Yeah.
I think she's a really dope artist. What do you think about PYT?
I think PYT is awesome. Every time I see her, she always showing much love. She's just so legit. It just be other people always talking. But anyways, she's awesome. On some artist shit. She been working for a while.
What about Ash Bash the Rapper?
Ash Bash the Rapper is dope. So you know the people that's on my list. Ash Bash the Rapper is pretty dope to me. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we didn't see, why didn't we see like Narissa on your list?
Because nobody mentioned them that I asked. It's not that they wasn't going to be mentioned, but.
What about nobody mentioned Khadijah?
No. Okay. Khadijah is cool. I mean, I haven't heard her music. Okay, let me stop lying. I heard a snippet of her in Blueface song. I didn't like it.
Blue Rex?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. It's an honest opinion. Nothing wrong with that.
But I think her work ethic is dope. I'm seeing her all over the city, so that's what's up.
So who else? Who you think is like... Okay, let me ask you this. Let's talk about this. So
face of the city, bitch. That's where you mad.
So it's a lot of artists. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of female artists popping off right now.
Yes,
like,
I see them.
Like you got Ice Spice.
I love her.
I mean, Cardi B, of course.
I love them.
Nicki Minaj.
Love.
You got Lotto,
Love.
Sweetie. Oh. Who else we got? We got Light Skin Keisha.
We got
Asian Brooke. Doll, Lola.
Lola Brooke. Shit, the bitch that sing that song on the face of the city, bitch. That's what you meant.
Okay. But we got there are a lot of female artists from across the country that are like just taking off.
Yeah. I don't think they're slept on, though. Like, big names like them, I don't believe that those names are worthy to say they're slept on.
But these are, but, like, most of them have came out, like, really start popping off in the past couple of years, except for, you know, Cardi B been around a little bit. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj been around for a while. You know, she's a, I'll put her in a different category. You know, she, like, kind of kicked it off.
Nicki kind of like a legend.
Yeah, so, but I'm saying, like, why haven't there been any, like, woman from Los Angeles area that just kicked in the door, like...
Oh, they did.
Who?
Doja.
Doja Cat?
Doja Cat's from Tarzana, but I feel like that could still count as L.A. because we have, like, a lot of artists that's in surrounding cities, like, Roddy Ricch. That's not an L.A. type of nigga. He's Compton. So I feel like all these surrounding cities in L.A. is still L.A. too. So Doja did it.
Yeah, Doja. Doja. But, I mean, that's just one.
I feel like we're not popping off how we should because maybe, I don't know, because some bitches got money and they're able to pay to play. Like, right? Khadijah got money, ain't she playing? So I don't really know what to say. I really don't know the answer to why LA artists is not popping off.
Why are you not popping off?
Oh, because I got to put more money behind my shit.
Is it just about money?
Apparently, shit, I got the looks, I got the this, I got the blah, 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 blah. And if that's not enough... The only thing that I could say that I was missing was the money and marketing.
So.
Oh, these artists, apparently their styles is not up to par.
Well, I mean.
It's a package deal.
I mean, you know, well, there is a thing going on. Well, I've actually been in label meetings with A&Rs, and that's been a big thing that comes up all the time is the fashion of LA artists. Like, a lot of them just don't know how to dress. And being part of the entertainment, when you want to be on a big label and be presented to the world on a big stage, mm-hmm. fashion is part of it.
I feel like that's one of the highest things, like, obviously, outside of, like, your creativity, the fashion, how you looking when you pop up.
So, when I was working with, a long time ago, I had the opportunity to work with G-Unit Records. And one of the things 50 Cent would say all the time is, like, we're really selling music to women. Women are the ones who are buying music. So, you know, mm-hmm. you got to be in shape. You got to look good. If right. you're not in shape, you got to have some type of swag. Like, Biggie wasn't in shape, but he had
that swag.
Versace swag, mm-hmm. you know. So
Coogee.
Right. So that's, like, an important thing.
Do you think I have the fashion?
I think your fashion is different.
I think it is different.
I mean, it's different. So, I mean... A lot of people think it's just about money. It's not just about money. It's about building your network. It's about being, like, building up your body of work, you know? I mean, there's a ton of people that come out, and they come out with a song, and they have a ton of money, and they throw their money around, but it's only going to get to a certain point because it has to be good music. If it's not good music, people at the higher level aren't going to, like, risk their jobs off of, for a couple dollars.
Right.
So you have to be creative all around the board. You have to understand me, my opinion on why I don't think women rappers or even a lot of LA rappers are popping off is because, you know, look, politics, LA politics, everybody.
That's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to be the one to say
talking
it.
About each other behind their back.
Everybody.
I don't want to work with this person because they said this about that person.
Oh, you want to know what I hear too with LA? I personally heard this, why other artists are not working with artists in LA. She said that she feel like doing songs with certain artists is just going to, the song is only going to reach the same people that she knows. She says, if she do a certain song with this female, it's not going to reach, like, different people. So basically, she just do music with different people to, like, reach their fan base. So if we have a similar fan base, she just don't want to work with you.
Well, I mean, that's one thing. But also, you have to understand a lot of our artists, male, female, woman, men, whatever you are, whatever your pronoun may be, he, they, it, them.
Shut up.
they don't come with the whole package. Like, you have to understand, everybody wants to be an independent. Like, I want to be independent. I'm not signing no deal because I need my masters. People don't even understand what masters are. They don't even understand what the master is. You know, they just heard somebody in an interview saying you should own your masters.
Oh, yes.
And so they like, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to do this. And they miss out on opportunities because They listen to 20 seconds of somebody podcast or internet meme, and they like, well, I'm not going to do this deal because they want my masters. Like, your masters aren't worth nothing right now. They'll never be worth anything.
People selling their whole catalogs and shit.
Yeah, but a lot of people, they don't study the business. Like, you want to be independent, but you're not studying the business. If you want to be independent, you gotta study the business. Being independent means you're replicating what a major record label does, but on an independent level. Mm-hmm. So that means you got to do everything from the mailroom stuff, the booking of the shows, the marketing, the promo, finance, the CEO. And CEO doesn't mean you own the company. CEO is just a chief executive officer. That's the person who runs everything and oversees the company. A lot of people, they don't even know that. A lot of people just running around, oh, I'm the CEO of my own company. Do you know what CEO means? It means chief executive officer. You just saying you CEO, but you're not doing anything that a chief executive officer does. You know, like, do you know what a COO is? A chief operating officer? The CFO, one of the most important people, to the chief financial officer? Like, they're not replicating this. They're just saying things. They're just getting keywords and just saying it. They're not studying.
Oh, say that again. They're just getting keywords and just saying that. No studying involved.
I mean, you do it too, so.
Shut up, Marcus. I don't.
Who's Marcus? But,
sorry, Trap.
Yeah, who's trapped? But anyway,
DJ Crash.
Yeah, you got a lot of niggas. But so from what I see, the scoop. Like, you got a lot of people who are not studying the business. They, you know, they think they could. All right, let's break it down. We're gonna break it down. I'm gonna give y'all some game. Hey, make sure y'all tap into Trap Angeles University. You know, and then we got the Antidote radio show coming very soon. So make sure you follow that. It's going to be a lot more information and education on the music industry.
I love it.
But we're just going to give you a little bit of info right now. So you have a lot of artists. They're not studying the business side of it. You know, they're not even really studying the musical side of it. You have people that go into the studio and they're recording songs and they're wondering why they can't get past this is just a banger. For a couple of days from their homies and, you know, people in the area, and why it's not transcending. And part of that is they're not studying music theory. They're not understanding, like, you going in there, the beat might be in C minor and they're rapping in a whole different key. It's not accompanying. It's clashing with the track. Your voice is an instrument and it's clashing with the musical backing. So people gonna nod their heads because of the bass drum when you're listening to it with beat, but it's not gonna transcend past that because it's not musical. You're just really just talking on a beat. You're not understanding the theory of using your voice as an instrument and letting it accompany the backing track. So they're not studying. They're not going in there like getting with a producer or a vocal producer like that's teaching them, you know, sustain, attack, release, build-ups, release. You're just going through with the same pattern. And like, oh, I got a dope song. But you're not studying. And then you're not studying the basic business. You're not studying music theory. And then you're not studying the rollout of the song. You're not studying current trends. And so it's just a whole bunch of, you just doing a whole bunch of stuff. And so when you don't plan, you plan to fail. So that's what's going on. You have a lot of people who have talent, but they're not taking the time to study the business that they want to be in and thinking because they have a lot of likes. You know, the girls think that, oh, I got 10,000 likes. Well, you only getting likes because your titties hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Or because you're twerking. You know, then you get guys who like, oh, you know, like I got... I'm popping, you know, and it's like, yeah, for sure, you know, because you got something that the little kids, you know, they could do their little twerk or do their little, you know, get their walk on to, but after, and make their TikTok video, but after that, do you know how to take your, it's artists out here who have millions and millions of views on TikTok, but they can't get a deal. They don't know how to monetize that. There are tons of artists out here with songs that have millions and millions of TikTok. They come to me all the time like, hey man, shit, I got a million views on TikTok. why nobody want to sign me? Like, how much money did you make? You know, when you go to these record labels and you go to these meetings, like, you're going to talk to the A&Rs, but after you talk to the A&Rs, they're going to send you to business affairs. And business affairs is going to say, so, okay, like, on your mixtapes that you released, let me see. They ain't even going to ask you no more. They just going to look up your numbers, your streaming numbers. They ain't going to be like, you got 4,000 monthly listeners. Why are we going?
So how many you should have?
You need to, I mean, for a record deal, they looking at, you got to have at least like 40K, they might show some interest. You get up there to like 100,000, 250,000, then you popping. So, you know, you got to know how to build your fan base. You got to know how to utilize social media and utilize the press and media. So when you see a lot of these artists on these gossip sites and you talking about them on, you know, getting to the scoop and on this site and Hollywood Unlocked, et cetera, people like, oh, they always in the mess. They always being messy. But what they're actually doing is they're staying in front of the public eye. So now when I get on Spotify, I can listen to whatever I want. But when I get on Spotify, it's so much stuff, I'm overwhelmed. Who am I going to listen to? But if I just seen Moneybagg Yo just got into it with Ari or Whoop De Whoop, and I just seen it five times while I was scrolling, I'm be like, oh, the Moneybagg got a new, let me listen to Moneybagg new song. Like, if you pay attention, if you see an artist a lot on the blogs and on social media, they
probably got some new music out of.
More than 9 times out of 10, they have a new song that's out.
So are you recommending that artists, because you know that you could just pay promo, right? Are you recommending that artists just pay these blogs to be posted on there to get more traction?
I mean, you could pay if that's part of your rollout, if that's part of your budget, and you got a good song, but you still want to be, you want to have good music.
Yeah.
When people go to it, you want them to, you know, if they go to your song and they're not feeling your song in the first 5 seconds, you know, that really don't count as a play.
Damn.
So, you know, so you want to have, first of all, you want to get to the point of where you're, let me go back to the education thing. Like, you got to spend time in the studio building. You got a lot of artists out here, they make songs, they make bangers, but they're not making good music, and they're not staying in the studio long enough. I've been blessed and fortunate to be around some of the greatest artists of our time, of this era, and a little, you know, of the era before. And, you know, I got some dope artists that I'm working with that are about to be the, you know, the next artists. And the thing they all have in common, they stay in the studio. The producers, the top producers, they stay in the studio. They stay working. This is what it is. They're producing content. They're producing music. Music, music, music. They're studying music. When they go to the club, they listening like, oh, okay. They paying attention. Okay, at 12 o'clock, they playing this type of song. Everybody turn it at 2 o'clock. Ooh. So when you go to the studio, are you planning like, let me make a song that the DJ could play at the club at 1:50, at 1:30? Okay, this is the song that the DJ going to play if you going for that. This is the song the DJ going to play when the people at the club just warming up. Are you studying this? Are you actually going to the studio with a game plan? Or are you just going in the studio like, oh, I'm an artist, I'm going to create art? And it's like, it's really no end game. And then you just putting out music and promoting it, and you wondering why these people are wondering why, like, why we not getting nowhere, why it's not popping off? Because you're not really studying the game. You're not really studying the industry. You're not studying what's going on. You're not understanding that this is Hollywood. We are in Hollywood. We're in L.A. You're only going to get so far. You have to leave. You got to go down to Atlanta, the music mecca. Then you got to go to New York to get your press. Like, yeah, it's some hip-hop blogs and platforms out here, but the biggest ones are in New York. You got to go to New York. You got to go down south. You got to move around.
The South definitely been inviting me down there.
I mean, you got to go. It's not about inviting. Like,
you gotta go. Take my posters down there, huh?
I mean, you gotta go. Like me, being a DJ, and an artist, a producer, that's the first thing I did. Like I got up out the hood and I traveled.
Are you literally just telling us right now that all the artists in LA basically need to get the fuck out of LA and just go
look at the artists that are popping off, that have popped off, who've done it big, who are some of the biggest artists right now?
From LA?
From LA.
Kendrick.
Okay.
Blast. Okay. Damn, that's sad.
Okay, so you said who?
Kendrick, Blast.
Okay, so Kendrick and Blast, they left LA. Kendrick, Top Dog, big shout out to Top Dog. You know, he had he paid for J-Rock to go on tour with Tech N9ne.
Oh, that's awesome.
And while they were on tour, Kendrick was the hype man. So
Kendrick started from the bottom.
So they going around to all these cities and Kendrick is being introduced. He's seeing all these people are seeing them. They're out there, they're selling merch, they're traveling, they're learning. Blast. He, you know, moved around. He's producing for different people, moving around. You know, I think maybe Blast could move around more, in my opinion. You know, but shit, he moved around like he's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? He's done his thing. YG, Mustard, Ty Dolla $ign. Where did we go? Come on, let's go to Atlanta.
Suggest that some LA artists just get together and go on a fucking tour and promote?
No, I suggest LA artists get with some DJs and some promoters and put their money together and go put their own little tour, down south tour together. Go travel.
That's what you said.
Rent a van, you know, and go city to city, state to state.
In the south.
Get some posters, some digicards, some merch, and go travel and go introduce yourself. You know, you hook up with, make sure you're going with a promoter, because the promoters from out here, they're going to be locked in with the promoters everywhere else. They're going to be more in tune with them. Lock in with a DJ from out here, because the DJs from out here are going to be locked in with the DJs out there, and get you a couple other artists on the same page as you. And y'all go out there and go stay for a month, because you could go down south and the same $15,000 that you would spend out here in the clubs popping bottles or whatnot, you go take that down south. And you go and you got three other artists with you. So let's say it's four artists and y'all got 15 bands each. And y'all stay down there, down south for a month. Y'all going to make so much noise. Because if you go to, let's just say you go to Atlanta. Just from Atlanta, you're going to be able to reach like 6-7 other states. Because Atlanta is a hub. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be able to get up in the morning and drive 3-4 hours. Out here in California, you drive 3-4 hours, you're going to be in San Diego.
All right.
Or Bakersfield. Mm-hmm. Or you might be able to hit Vegas. And you in Atlanta, you drive a couple hours, you're going to be able to hit this state, this city. You want to hit a whole bunch of different smaller markets, but those smaller markets are important for what you're doing, because mm-hmm. you're going to build a fan base. They don't have a lot of celebrities. Out here, you're going to go to Target, you're going to see Beyonce and Jay-Z.
That's what I'm saying. This is the land.
out there, you know, they don't see artists all the time. So when they see you, they're going to be like, oh, you like, hey, I'm such and such from L.A. They're going to be like, oh, you a rapper from L.A.? Oh, and you giving me this? Or you got that? Oh, they gonna buy your shirt. They gonna tap in with you. They gonna feel like, oh, they from LA out here. Oh, they must be doing something. So you know,
honestly, some of my first sales for my merch came from Baltimore.
Yeah, that's dope. So you can't rep your city if you ain't ever left your city. So I feel, you know, to sum it all up before we get up out of here, like, you know, I think a lot of the artists out here aren't really popping off because they're not traveling, they're not networking right, caught up in politics and not studying the business and music theory. All things that are, you know, definitely their eyes will be open to, and they'll work on and they'll get it together. We'll get it together, because it's also the people with the information, the platforms with the information. It is our job and our duty, and me being an overseer of the culture, a lover of the culture, is to open the eyes and make sure the youngsters out here ain't slipping and ain't doing stuff that they ain't supposed to do. That's why I do what I do. That's why I stay active. That's why I go pull up at events, because I know if I'm out here, he ain't going to do nothing stupid, because he like, oh, big trap here. I can't trip on him, because, you know, and we need more of that. We need more of the elders in the city to really go out, put their hands on the shoulder of the youngsters, and, you know, they see them not going the right way. Like, bro, man, you can't be dissing. No dissing, bro. If you dissing, I'm not going to support you. I'm going to support you, but you ain't doing no dissing.
Right.
You got to speak up. We need more men out here, more, you know, men and more grown women that are going to be guides to, you know, the youngsters coming up, you know.
And I feel that.
And not letting them, you know, go with the stupid stuff, you know. Like, yeah, we understand it's entertainment. We understand, you know, you're going to be boastful and bragful and you're going to talk some shit about them, but that's it. We're going to keep it at that. We're going to keep it at wax. In real life, it ain't. That's it. We're going to go do a show together. We're going to talk shit and have everybody thinking we beefing, and we're going to do like Pookie did. Like when Pookie.
03 now?
Like when Pookie started off the verses. Big shout out to Pookie Rule. Yeah, like 03 and RJ. We're going to do a big show. Blow everybody up. Like
that was lit.
It's entertainment. It's this. Is, you got to understand, like, stop trying to keep it real, and this is entertainment. Mm-hmm. We're here to be funny. We're here to entertain the audience.
You think I should fake beef with one of these hoes?
I mean, set it up. Like, have the discussion.
And let them know that, nigga, this is fake
beef.
Well, that's what
most, a lot of the beef and a lot of the stuff that you see.
It's fake.
I mean, you know, it isn't. It isn't my part to really reveal everything that goes on behind the closed curtains in the industry. But I believe that a lot of the beefs and the conflicts you see are really like maybe me. Like, let's say, for instance, Joe Moses is a good friend of mine. I might go on his page and talk shit. Like, man, fuck you, nigga. He gonna come on my page and be like, oh, nigga, you was... He was DJing at Whoop the Whoop strip clubs, gay strip clubs. And we going to go back and forth. So people on the outside, my homies going to be like, oh, this nigga tripping, woo, woo. And his homies like, oh, woo, woo, tripping. But we just really just talking shit to each other. Like, you know, like I would talk shit to the homie, you know. Other people take it and looking at outside, looking in like, oh, these niggas is beefing. So now they on both of our pages every day. Like, what are you going to say?
What are you saying now? Looking at your story?
Oh, he's subbing him. Like, We sitting here together laughing, like
literally.
We sitting here laughing, talking shit to each other, like nigga, you know I'm talking, saying shit to him directly. Then I'm typing and posting, and he like, oh okay, right. He typing and posting.
You one up.
And we together laughing, and it's literally been like that before, where you know me and some of the other people I know in the industry will be just like playing. Like for instance, another platform, Scotty got Suburban LA, SBRN. LA, I posted something, so he hopped in my comments talking about, oh, you stole this post from me, whoop, you tripping, whoop. So we going back and forth, and everybody in the comments is like, he's going like, oh man, are y'all beefing, whoop, and just, and we in the DMs like laughing, like they just eating this up,
literally,
they eating it up, gets the people going. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's entertainment. So hey, that's enough behind the scenes of the entertainment. I gotta go.
Thanks.
I got a
DJ Crash.
You know, DJ, I really, I'm DJ Doom or Lonely the Lady, so I got to really go to work right now.
Goodbye, sir.
I'm signing off.
Thanks for stopping by. Get into the scoop.
Get in the scoop. Get in the scoop.